Le 9 août 1979, Monsieur Jacques Morillon répond à des questions posées par ligne depuis Berne en anglais. Sujet: protection des civils en territoire occupé.
This is right. It is not so much after the bombing of many cities, really, but after the occupation of so many territories by the forces of the Third Reich, because the Fourth Geneva Convention of 1949, which protects these civilians in occupied territories and in internment camps, but they do not protect them from the effects of warfare, such as, for instance, the bombing of cities. This is a form of protection which took another 20 years to be embodied into international humanitarian law. It gave coverage to protect those individuals from the arbitrariness of the enemy in conventional wars. This is right, yes, but not from the effects of warfare, the direct effects of warfare itself. That's right. Well, the additional protocols complete and develop the Geneva Conventions on a number of points, such as, for instance, the protecting of civilian population from aerial bombardment or any other type of attacks, but also deals with less conventional situations, such as, for instance, the guerrilla warfare or the wars of liberation, and also with civil wars, which was briefly dealt with in the Geneva Conventions of 1949, but which was not sufficiently dealt with and needed an additional protocol for itself. Well, it's going on pretty well, I would say. At the time of adoption, you had over 100 countries that participated in the diplomatic conference. Then you have some 70 countries which have signed it, indicating thereby their intention to ratify it. And right now you have about 9 or 10 countries which have ratified it, which is only normal because it takes some time for the legal process of parliament, etc., to formally ratify a convention. Well, of course, it's internal situations such as political detention and the like which would to which we feel most concerned, but I'm not certain that this should be dealt with through the development of international humanitarian law. I just don't think that the community of states is ripe to have states oblige themselves towards the ICRC to certain attitudes in internal situations. And I think that we must develop our ad hoc humanitarian diplomacy towards concrete assistance to political detainees rather than towards the developing of humanitarian law and trying to cover them through international humanitarian law. I think we've got all we want. All we need is governments to apply and respect them. Welcome.